Welcome to Flossom. The journey to being whole is learning to be holy. I'm Georgia Murch, and I'm here to guide you on a transformative journey of self-acceptance and personal growth. Let's dive into the world of embracing our flaws and turning them into our greatest strengths. The power of imperfection. We live in a world obsessed with perfection. From social media filters to airbrushed magazine covers, we're constantly bombarded with unrealistic ideals. But here's the truth. Perfection is a myth. It's time we stop chasing it and start embracing our beautiful, messy, imperfect selves. Think about it. When you meet someone new, are you drawn to their flawless facade or their authentic, vulnerable self? It's our quirks, our mistakes, and yes, our flaws that make us relatable and lovable. Remember the last time you tripped in public? You probably felt mortified, but to others, that moment of vulnerability likely made you more approachable and human. This phenomenon has a name, the pratfall effect. Coined by social psychologist Elliot Aronson in the 1960s, it describes how people become more likable when they make mistakes. It's counterintuitive, isn't it? But it's true. Our flaws don't push people away, they draw them in. So why do we have such an aversion to our own imperfections? It all comes down to feedback, both the kind we receive from others and the harsh criticism we often direct at ourselves. We're hypersensitive to negative feedback, always on high alert for disapproval or judgment. But here's the kicker. Most of that judgment exists only in our heads. Reframing feedback. Let's talk about feedback for a moment. How many times have you received constructive criticism and felt your defenses rise? It's natural. We're wired to protect ourselves from perceived threats. But what if we could reframe feedback as valuable information rather than an attack on our worth? Imagine you're giving a presentation and someone points out that you're speaking too quickly. Instead of spiraling into self-doubt, what if you saw it as an opportunity to improve your communication skills? That's the power of reframing feedback. I once worked with a client, let's call her Sarah, who dreaded her annual performance reviews. She'd spend weeks anxious about what her manager might say. But when we worked on reframing feedback as a tool for growth rather than a judgment of her value, everything changed. Sarah started seeking out feedback regularly, using it to refine her skills and advance her career. This shift in perspective is at the heart of being Flossom. It's about accepting feedback with grace, learning from it, and using it to become a better version of yourself, not a perfect one, but a more authentic, self-aware one. Embracing your triggers. Now, let's delve into something we all have but rarely talk about, our triggers. You know those moments when someone says or does something, and you feel an instant, often disproportionate emotional reaction? That's a trigger. Understanding our triggers is crucial to becoming Flossom. They're like little windows into our deepest insecurities and unresolved issues. By identifying and exploring them, we can gain invaluable insights into ourselves. I remember working with a leader who would become defensive whenever his team suggested new ideas. Through our work together, he realized this trigger stemmed from a childhood where his opinions were often dismissed. Once he understood this, he could catch himself in those moments and respond more constructively. Here's a simple exercise. Next time you feel triggered, pause, take a deep breath and ask yourself, what's really going on here? What old wound or fear is this touching? This pause, what I call the stall, can be transformative. It gives you the space to choose your response rather than react on autopilot. The truth behind our stories. We all tell ourselves stories about who we are, what we're capable of, and how the world works. These stories shape our reality, but here's the catch, they're not always true. I once believed I wasn't creative. It was a story I'd told myself since childhood when my art teacher criticized my drawings. This belief limited me for years until I challenged it. I started small, trying new recipes in the kitchen, then moved on to writing. To my surprise, creativity flowed. The story I'd believed for so long was just that, a story. Challenging our internal narratives is a crucial part of the Flossom journey. It involves asking tough questions. What beliefs do I hold about myself? Where did they come from? Are they serving me or holding me back? This process can be uncomfortable. It means confronting parts of ourselves we've long ignored or denied. But it's in this discomfort that real growth happens. As you question your stories, you might find that many of your perceived flaws are based on outdated or false beliefs. The path to flossom. So, how do we become flossom? It's not about making grand gestures or overnight transformations. It's about small, consistent steps towards self-acceptance and growth. Start by practicing self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness you'd offer a good friend. When you make a mistake, instead of harsh self-criticism, try saying, "I'm human and humans make mistakes. What can I learn from this?" Next, cultivate curiosity about your flaws. Instead of trying to hide or fix them, get to know them. What purpose might they serve? How have they shaped you? You might be surprised to find that some of your greatest strengths have roots in your perceived weaknesses. Remember, being flossom isn't about being perfect. It's about being perfectly imperfect. It's about owning your story, all of it, and using it to connect more deeply with others and live more authentically. The Flossom Revolution. As we wrap up, I want to leave you with a vision. Imagine a world where we all embraced our flaws, where vulnerability was seen as strength, not weakness, where we could show up as our true selves without fear of judgment. This is the Flossom Revolution, and it starts with you. By accepting yourself fully, flaws and all, you give others permission to do the same. You create spaces of authenticity and genuine connection. Being flossom isn't always easy. There will be days when old insecurities creep in or when the pressure to be perfect feels overwhelming. But remember, your flaws are what make you uniquely you. They're the cracks that let your light shine through. So I challenge you, embrace your flaws. Learn from them. Let them make you not just awesome, but flossom. Because the journey to being whole isn't about fixing yourself, it's about accepting all parts of you, holes and all. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Remember, you're not called by your job title or your achievements. You're called by your name. You are you, beautifully flawed and utterly flossom. Now go out there and let your authentic self shine.